Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast, Round 2. Of course, we have just come off of an amazing interview with the one and only Joe Rubenstein. He's quite an amazing guy. He is a legend in the comic book business. Want to thank him for coming to the show.
Steve Ditko story.
Yeah, we got the top secret Steve Ditko story. You can probably see it on Theo
Ditko
Lee's.
On the podcast?
We can't say Ditko. But here's something else interesting.
Can we say Richard?
We can say Richard as well.
Mr. Rubenstein did reference Mr. Giordano a lot in his interview.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he's allowed to say that.
There you go, share.
So that's going to be a YouTube exclusive.
It will be.
We can say Giordano?
Yeah. I just want to let everybody know that the Joe Rubenstein, I should say the NerdWatch Joe Rubenstein interview will be exclusive to the NerdWatch YouTube channel. We'll post it on our NerdWatch Facebook page. You're going to want to see it because Joe Rubenstein has an amazing amazing story that he told us, and he's a legend in several amazing stories, and he's a legend in the business. So phenomenal stuff. Well, let me go around the room first. First of all, I want to talk to the one and only Professor Barry. He's back in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Barry! Barry!
Professor Barry!
Too busy being a dad, not enough time being a nerd.
Sad nerdy dad.
And then, of course, the one and only comic book artist extraordinaire and our, I guess you could say, our Hawaiian salted saltine friend here, the one and only Todd Bernardi's in the house. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Todd. Well, no, you know what? We're gonna skip that for a second. We're gonna go on to Gannon, our horror aficionado, and an amazing punk rock superstar. Format, our gaming guru, is in the house. Alika, the owner of Maui Comics and Collectibles. Big C is in the house. And, of course, the one and only Bruce is in the house as well.
Bruce.
Mr. The Sage. He is, as we're calling it, the return of our black member.
Black
chocolate
member.
Oh my god!
Did I mess that up?
We're going Ray Nagin with this.
Sorry, I messed this up.
Our mocha member.
Hey, what happened to what happened to Facebook Live? We shut off. Okay, we'll get it back up. Well, listen, everybody is here. It is a full house, and
Swan, the comic henchman.
Yes, Swan, the comic book henchman, is in the house as well. He is here. We're all here. Well, here's the thing. Before we get started on the podcast, because there's some very fun things to talk about this time around, but we do have to recognize Todd Bernardi. Yes. Todd Bernardi is
I don't recognize him
anymore. It's hard to recognize him when he's sober.
I'm not sober.
That's why I recognize you.
That's why he recognize you. It is his birthday. I believe he's 42.
You look like 10 miles of heartbeat road.
I'm 42 and in dog years.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to Todd Bernardi. And here's the thing. Big C brought in a cake for Todd. But here's what he's going to do on the show, exclusively on Akaku and on our NerdWatch Nation YouTube page.
The setup is just
Has told us on his birthday, we have told him that he needs to chug a piece of cake. Instead of alcohol, he's going to be chugging a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And for those of you on the listening to the podcast, this is not great pod, but
just imagine a cup of cake.
Just listen to it intently.
Right. And just imagine it is a long piece of cake covered in mocha buttercream frosting.
It's got a nice creamy center.
It's got a nice creamy center, and it's going to go down.
And he's not allowed to use a fork.
His gullet. He's not allowed to use a fork. He's taking a cake shot.
It kind of curves to the left.
All right, make sure to give a napkin on standby for him.
Swear
if you could.
We're talking about cake.
All right, so happy birthday, Todd. Go ahead and scarf down that cake.
I know this is a serious. This is a terrible question, but can I use teeth?
You can use what we want you to do first is chug it, and then you can use teeth afterward. All right, count that. All right.
That was so gross,
man. You chug pretty clean, pal. Nice job. Surprising.
I actually respect you more now.
I do. It's amazing how much I respect you.
I don't know why you want to
hang out after the show.
I know. I'm shocked. Are you sure you should be an independent comic book artist?
You're so cool.
It's amazing.
Are you sure you should be married?
Yeah, no, are you sure?
You're not like the other guys.
You're nothing like the other guys. Actually, Todd is 32 years old today.
You're in the wrong business, friend.
He's an amazing comic book
take
artist.
Take the Zach on the road.
That's right, an amazing comic book writer. And also, now, friend.
by the way, your friend from Foodland said hello.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So big big ups to Todd Bernardi on your 32nd birthday, sir. May you have at least
32nd birthday.
Three more.
At the very least. You gotta wait till the Nerd Watch runs its course.
Yeah.
your buddy Mike was actually the guy who helped me pick out the cake.
Oh, Mike helped.
That's
nice.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, Mike. Okay, yeah. Cool. Right on.
He has no idea who you're talking about.
Right, I'm mad. Anyway, Todd Bernardi, sir, any birthday wishes that you'd like to express on the show? Any thank yous? Anything?
I wish I didn't chug cake.
Well, at 22, you were chugging alcohol.
That's
and
right.
Now, at 32,
now you're a
you're
dad, and you got to chug cake. Amazing. Well, listen, Todd, you're going to want to chime in because before we get into anything, Professor Barry's back, and I'm so glad he's here because
I'm not chugging cake.
Yeah, you're not.
So don't ask.
No. It's not your
When's
birthday.
Your birthday?
It's not your birthday. Yet. We're good. It's
not coming here. For
my lesson. It's not your birthday. It's fine. But got some very interesting stuff to go over with Professor Barry, which you're going to want to see. But ladies and gentlemen, first off, I want to send a big shout-out to Maui Comics and Collectibles. They are a wonderful local Maui comic book establishment. Not only is Maui Comics and Collectibles here on Maui, they're also going to be represented at the amazing Hawaii Comic Con come this weekend, the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. They are arriving.
The
second annual amazing Hawaii Comic Con. The Nerd Watch will be there as well. Alika
doing
will be
some
there.
Podcasting.
Yes, we will be doing some podcasting. Todd Bernardi will be there. Gannon will be
great.
There.
Todd.
Will he be there?
Birthday
cake.
I thought that we were friends. Now.
Will Todd be there chugging cake?
Yes, he will be. Cool. We'll have cake. For him to chug, I'm going. But Maui.
You know, if anybody listens to this in Oahu, he's going to be dealing with that all day. People bringing him cake.
Chug this cake.
That's right. Todd Bernardi, a.k.a. Cake Chugger.
So what I'm trying to say is make sure this goes online right away.
I know. I'm going to have Swan put that up right now. Make sure you put the in another infographic of cake chugging. Make sure to, you know what I mean.
Throw it on his Facebook. Make sure it's
everywhere.
I'm going to get a reader.
Okay, good. That's amazing.
All new meme.
It's a new meme. But Maui Comics and Collectibles, who is representing at amazing Hawaii Comic Con, will be there this weekend from the 20th to 21st and the 22nd. And he's bringing with him, can you believe it? Comics.
what the heck? I thought you were going to say, like, his family and stuff.
No.
Can you believe it?
I would have remembered.
That's right. You know, no way.
It's me time.
But it is, before we go to my amazing Hawaii Comic Con this weekend, the Nerd Watch and Maui Comics, we first got to talk about something here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is, today, of course, is 20% off Tuesdays. Tomorrow, or Wednesday, or today, whenever it is you listen to the show, it is every Wednesday is new comic book Wednesdays. So this week, what is happening in the world of comics that's brand spanking new?
We've got Aquaman 52.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we starting with independent comics first?
I don't know. I just printed the list out, so I'm kind of just all over the
good.
Aquaman is such a low seller, might as well be independent.
Might as well be independent.
Biggest Bang, 1 of 4. That's an independent.
Must
be, right?
Yeah.
Brutal Nature, also. Cave Woman, who does that? Bud, what is the guy's name? Bud Root. And that's like a big independent thing. Todd, you don't even know about that? You thought you were an obscurist?
No, I have 1 through 8.
Did you say
1 through 8 of Cave Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you said don't. Cave
Isn't
Woman.
Is that like a cheesecake kind of book?
Oh.
It's like a pin-up girl kind of book, yeah, and it's a little
perverse. I thought you said gay woman. That's what I thought you said. Sorry.
Oh, that would be great.
Todd is not a gay woman.
I know he's not. Well, are you?
No.
Well, okay, good. Well.
He just chugged cake.
How do you identify?
You've got the beard.
Yeah.
So Mario, speaking of independent books, Civil War 2, number 0. Yeah.
Amazing.
We've got Deadpool, Last Days of Magic. That's a weird crossover. It's like a Doctor Strange, Deadpool kind of thing.
That's cool. Nice. I could read that. That'd be awesome.
They haven't touched up on that yet.
Yeah. They didn't mix Deadpool into his character yet.
Yeah, that'd
so
be cool.
Doctor Strange pool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's the variant cover.
Yeah.
Future Quest Followed number one, Future which Quest? Is the return of all those amazing Hanna-Barbera cartoons that you love so much. Don't even.
Make me throw
those
up.
Those amazing ones are right up
there.
The only one that I like is the Herculoids, and that's about it. Everything
yeah,
else
the Herculoids
can,
are in it.
Everything else can
Space
go
Ghost,
straight.
Like
I had Herculoids once, but I got some antibiotics and they were gone.
Like
everything else can go straight to cartoon hell. Yeah.
All right, well, anyway. Maybe you'll like Harley Quinn, number 28 is coming out.
Yeah, Harley Quinn's not bad.
All right.
She's been diluted a little bit, but, you know, I'll take her. A
little bit.
Yeah. No more than Wolverine. I mean, come on now.
All right, fine.
We could all go for some more Wolverine.
We could. I'm
trying to find some right
we
now.
Could. Except for the fact that they're redoing the Old Man Logan story, which I think is sacrilege.
They're
going
to keep on redoing that.
Ugh,
there's
so
going to be an
irritating.
Ongoing Old Man Logan.
So freaking irritating. Anyway, sorry.
As long as people keep buying it.
All right.
Old Man Logan. This time played by Bruce Hennessy.
We got Micronauts number 2 in that series.
By the way, not to get off track, but Theo Lee's Micronauts cover that he did.
Amazing.
Freaking amazing.
That was inked by Joe Rubenstein. The,
right.
They did a 1 minute later series where they took famous covers and then did What Would Happen 1 minute later.
Right.
Nice.
Theo Lee, of course,
nice.
Is a local comic book artist, just like Todd Minardi is. He doesn't do a comic series, but
he does
the commissions
art. And commissions,
artwork,
yes,
and artwork,
yes. But he's been shopping his work around, so it's great to see how far
Theo
he's
Lee's going. Great, but Todd way more talented.
Let's see what happens when they arm wrestle, because that's a true test of
that's
an artist.
Right. Does he draw with his? Does Theo draw with his left hand or his right hand?
I'm not too sure.
How about you, Todd?
Why does that matter?
Let's get their stats.
Are we making baseball cards?
Yeah, we're starting our own independent comic artist encyclopedia.
So we got the new Spawn 263. Speaking of independent comics, Todd. We've got Star Trek Manifest Destiny, another independent comic.
Wow, Manifest Destiny.
Strawberry Shortcake number 2.
Thanks.
Independent as they come.
Wow. Yeah.
I stole his number 1, didn't I? Swan's number 1.
Yeah, I think so. Street Fighter Unlimited number 6.
Yeah!
Yeah, Format's collecting the variant covers that connect.
Did you hear that, I mean, this is totally off track, but I guess not off track, but tangentially. Did you hear that Capcom is actually apologizing for Street Fighter 5?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's played it. I thought it was good.
Well, that's because no one plays it because it stinks, apparently. Wow. And they're apologizing for it.
Yeah,
so
weird. You can't get matches.
Yeah.
You log on to fight. Capcom had to open up a Tumblr page so
right.
that they can let the players know when to log in.
There's that few players online.
It's not that few players. It's none of them can get on.
No one can connect.
Network is not secure.
Network stinks. Anyway, yeah. So Capcom is in some deep water with Street Fighter fans. But anywho, comics. Read the comic.
Yeah,
I got another. Independent comic. Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Two girls, one tank. Yeah. That's actually the name of the comic.
That sounds horrible.
Two girls, one cake. That's awesome.
This is eight guys, one cake.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of the podcast.
Oh, great.
The full title would probably be like the eight guys, one cake, the return of the chocolate member.
Why is it the
there
Todd?
You go. There you go.
Why
there
is it the Todd go. Comes up with the greatest lines? That's
that
great.
Way you can add what me and Gavin put in there, too.
Amazing, Todd.
That way we can feel important.
And I think I said this earlier. It's also going to be Barry's new play.
Eight guys in a chocolate
eight guys,
cake.
One cake.
Eight
what's
guys,
your current
cake?
Play called? What is your current?
Yeah,
play
that's
called?
The sequel.
I'm afraid to say the name of it because this room is going to have fun with. It's called the Cocktail Hour.
What word would we have fun with, Barry?
All night, I've been afraid. Please don't ask me.
Jeez,
man.
Can we say?
I can't believe you used that word. Tail. Come on, worst. Ridiculous.
I didn't even know you drank one.
Surprise. This one coming up.
Well, yeah. And by the way, it's a play for kids. Believe it.
Oh, so you're trying to make us feel guilty now for laughing at that?
That's what it was.
There's high schoolers in the play. Okay. So there's young people.
Cast members.
Yes, there's young people.
Oh, they're drinking. Right. So they're drinking real cocktails.
No.
Oh.
They're mimicking.
Who cares? Wow.
Just trying to make it controversial.
Well,
I
use the word. You use the word tail.
Supporting you.
You can't use the word tail everywhere.
Don't even. Why do you keep bringing it
up? I'm sorry.
That's in poor taste.
Totally poor taste, Barry. Anyway, moving on.
So go see the cocktail hour this weekend.
By the way, where is the cocktail hour?
It's over at the bar over there. But yeah. Seabury Hall, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 20th and 21st. It's the One Act Festival.
It is the one that you, Cocktail Hour, you wrote.
I wrote and directed.
And you wrote it and directed it. Yeah. It's
only
a one-act play.
It's only 15 minutes long, yeah.
15 minutes long?
Yeah.
The attention span of most kids, about 15 minutes. So it's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I thought it was called the Cocktail Hour.
Cocktail Hour.
Yeah, it should be an hour-long show.
Wait, it's not an hour?
Nope.
I'm going to write an angry letter about
that. That's how me and him became friends.
That's how that is. All right, any more independent comics we want to talk about?
Just Wonder Woman number 52.
Right.
That's
Independence.
Kukui Project. Kukui Project number 8.
What?
That's not that independent.
Is it coming?
And Disco.
It's arriving.
It's arriving.
It's not. And is it going to be in time for Con?
Yeah.
Oh, no also. Way.
Yeah. Wow. They're
he did say for like months he's been working on getting it done for the convention.
Yeah,
I don't know why
he's
you
never
so surprised.
Finished on time.
Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's on time.
That's awesome.
That's great, man.
Tom Bernardi, birthday boy.
It won't be here for New Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Well, thanks for dashing those. So.
Yeah,
You'll get it next week.
Next week when after
next
the con.
Week
after everybody at the con gets their grubby mitts on it.
Yeah, there you go. Amazing. Well, listen,
I gotta buy it.
That's the con.
There.
That is the con.
Like, you know.
Yeah. I get it. Nice.
Well, listen, gents, I want to get into something.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah. I want to get into something really quickly here because Professor Barry hasn't been here in a while. Professor Barry has been enjoying movies. First off, I want to say to Professor Barry, he wrote a piece for Maui Time that involved the nerd culture. First of all,
that was a big article. That's
yeah.
More than a piece.
Freaking Barry stole my idea. But anyway.
It's a good thing you don't write.
Because the Maui Times has been begging.
I know.
For
you didn't realize that Barry would be such a selfish prick. No, I'm just kidding. No, Professor Barry.
You can say prick.
I can say prick.
He's using real words now.
Yeah. Professor Barry.
He can.
Professor Barry was actually asked to write an article by Maui Time about the nerd culture here
Does
on Maui.
Does your editor look like J. Jonah Jameson? Barry, get in here.
Or is he more
Perry? I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Like
he's
Parker.
He's more Perry White?
He is, yeah.
Really?
He is.
Wow, interesting.
I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Get me Superman. That's awesome. Anyway,
why
so...
Why would J. Jonah Jameson say that?
He's more Perry White.
Can I ask...
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part.
Yeah. Let's ask. I want to ask Barry something. Why would your editor-in-chief, or whatever you want to call him... Mein Fuhrer.
Wow. Nobody calls anybody that, G.
You know, he might watch
for
this.
The special little meetings you have.
You might have just gotten very fired.
When they talk about Donald
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Relax, everybody. I'm just kidding. Why would he ask to do this piece?
Well, this is what was so great. Because Anthony Pignataro is the name of the editor of Maui Time Weekly. He's an awesome guy. I've known him for, I think, about, I don't know, 6-7 years now. I really like him a lot. We get along great. But what's funny is that he clearly doesn't know what I do outside of working for him. Mm. So when he pitched me the article, he was like, I think you should write an article about Maui's nerd culture. You must have looked at me and thought, that guy. And he's like, you know, there's a new comic book shop in Kahului. Oh, God, what's the name of it? I'm like, Maui Comics Co-op. He's like, yes. And that guy who runs it, it's on the tip of my tongue, like, Alika. He's like, yes, can you talk to that guy? Like, sure. So on the one hand, you're like, I thought, this is great. This gives me an excuse to talk about guys that I love and talk about the passions that you have. And you know, just really like this is going to be fun. But it was a lot of work because there was a lot of ground to cover. And I want to give...
You sat through a whole D&D session, man. I give you some props.
And that was so much fun. Right. That was so
Are you sure?
It's fun. I listen to the D&D while I'm working. Like, they'll be playing and I'll just follow the story. It's... Yeah, you kind of get sucked in.
Freaking nerds, man.
I had a blast. And I want to thank Anthony particularly for keeping... Because I turned it in, and it was 12 pages long, and it was 5,000 words. I mean, it was long, really, really long. And I thought, shoot, he's... And I even wrote my email. I said, here it is. I'm very proud of it. I think it's good stuff. But it's like, I know you're going to have to take a chainsaw to it. He didn't. He really took very little out of it. So, other than the stuff that we talked about, because I thought, shoot, he's going to... Because I just thought, the stuff when you talk about your father, which I loved, you talk about how your father really influenced you. You talk... Mm. I remember, like, when we were done, you and me talking, and you said, if you can keep anything in the article, Barry, please keep in the part where I give the Nerdwatch crew just all the credit that I want to give them. And I
said that?
You did.
I'm an idiot.
Wow.
Well, it's all in the article. He kept it all in there. And I love it because, like, I thought, shoot, he's going to have to cut this up or just, like, take, it's a four-part article. So that he's just going to have to use one. It's all there. And it's very thorough. And it talks about, how you guys, how everybody here, you guys create this microcosm of the nerd community. You are creating it. You're also nurturing it. And you're bringing it together. And like I said, what's that?
He said that in the article?
No, I'm saying...
Because when we're in person, he's always talking down to us.
That's true.
This is such a different side now.
It's very true.
I love that that there's so much in there, because it was a big, chewy article, and it remains a big, chewy article, and I love that different people are taking different things from it. So thank you, all of you, who participated in and gave
Alika did, myself. Yeah. I believe Format and Swan were... they were part of the D&D session.
And someone who will remain anonymous, but a friend of mine wanted to talk about the cosplaying experience, and she wanted to kind of be anonymous about it, but she gave a great...
Yeah, still,
interview.
A lot of people related to that, too.
Well,
yeah.
More importantly, is she hot?
I'm just kidding. Okay, good. Of course she is. And our friend who started off with this, James Walt, Collector Jay, he participated in there, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was like a lot of different things going on.
I don't remember getting a phone call.
Wow.
Wow.
You talk to everybody at the table. But sounds
like. he didn't talk to me.
He didn't know about you.
Maybe you guys were all in the... Maybe all three of you guys were in the bar at that moment.
It might... No. No.
Don't you remember? I did interview. You don't remember that?
No. No, sir. No.
Well, listen, I mentioned you.
I was mentioned and it was nice.
Huh?
I was in there. It was
good for you.
I mean, but I wasn't interviewed, but I'm just... It was just nice to be in there at all.
Good for you.
Well,
just
I will
trying to make you jealous.
I will say this, and
I'm just teasing. I was name dropping there a few times.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I want to say, send a big shout out, of course, because he didn't want to put himself into the article. Yeah. My big shout out, of course, went to Barry, because without him, I would not have started this podcast. I would have started this podcast, but it wouldn't have been as much of a inspiration for me. Regardless, having Barry a part of the show is an amazing part. He left himself out of it, out of the article, which, of course, he is the writer. He wanted to distance himself from his project, so that's completely fine. But on the show, too darn bad, I'm going to say that it's because of Barry that this show exists. So big shout out to him. And by the way, to all of you guys, yes, I name dropped everybody except for C, because when he talked to me, you weren't really part of the show yet. So, yeah. And still, I'm still questioning that. Anyway,
I expected that.
Yeah,
he's got it.
I expected the verbal thing, but thank you for at least acknowledging it.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken
for
a second.
Yeah.
No, I really, truly was. I was like,
No.
Everyone here is talked about.
No. Yeah.
No. But no one likes you.
But no one likes you. It's like, but I was like, but Greg intentionally left me out for comic value?
Yeah.
Yes, now you're getting it.
I picked up a bunch of copies and wrote your name in.
But,
I love you.
I just want you to cry on air.
But I just want to say thanks, Barry, for interviewing us, interviewing myself and Alika. We appreciate it. I'm glad that Molly Time is picking up on the fact that we're trying to get the nerd culture together here on Molly, which is really,
so
really
sponsor
cool.
Us.
So
on our Patreon page.
Hey, listen, Format, thanks. That's great.
Hey, I was just tossing out ideas. Should be the name of the podcast.
You are right. Sorry. By the way,
it's
just enough. Patreon.com.
It's going to be 8 Guys 1 Cake sponsored by Maui Time.
That's right. If you do
Maui Time presents 8 Guys 1 Cake.
If you want to help out the show or be a part of the show, Patreon.com. Patreon, Patreon.com is where you can contribute to make Nerdwatch a better podcast and visual experience. Anyway,
whoa, it doesn't get better than this.
It's true. It won't get much better. But thanks, Barry. We appreciate you taking the time. And
definitely, Pete.
Thanks to Anthony.
So that's our show
for taking the time and not you know, cutting that thing, cutting the article up. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. So yes, Barry is very influential. He wasn't named in it, but I'll name him on the show. That without him, this show would not exist in the form that it is currently in.
So blame him.
So yeah, no, it is. So blame him. Number one, and then he would go, and then he would decide when he gets home to Maui, he decides to just have a kid, and just.
So inconsiderate.
I know. So inconsiderate. Terrible guy.
When your daughter can talk, she can apologize. Yeah, she can.
Well, listen, here's the part.
She comes in one day. She's just like, so how do you feel about ruining this podcast?
That's right. That'd be awesome. Here's where this podcast takes an ugly turn.
It wasn't with
the It's in the near future. We're all dead.
Take off your shirt, Todd.
He's going to take an ugly turn. He's like, I planned this.
I have. This is where it takes an ugly turn. Professor Barry not only did a great article in Maui Time, he also did a review of Captain America: Civil War that I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
Has anybody read his article except me?
I have.
Okay. Anyone read his review of Maui? Of Civil War.
That's the one where you mentioned me. Well,
actually, the whole reason why I read your article was because of the fact that I saw the nerd culture and I recognized Megan Kanikoa, mm-hmm. the person who's actually coffee company, who is like the inspiration of the female that was wearing that, you know, the
was
cover.
She really? I thought she was just making a parody of that. Was she really?
I think she was implying that the artist used her as an inspiration.
I believe so too.
I thought she was just making a little joke of it.
She looks spot on to that person who's on the
thing. Well, go
so
her.
It kind of worked out.
Nice.
But yeah, and I mean, after reading the article that you wrote, I also read your Captain America, and I was disappointed.
My alleged review.
You know, well, it's far from alleged because I know it exists. So
see, I don't ever read Barry's reviews so I can stay friends with him.
It's
working so far.
All right, he's here. He's going to discuss it, and I want everybody to guess what he gave it. All right, so Professor Barry,
there's cake right here that we can throw if we're upset.
That's right. So you went
more
to
more importantly a knife.
You went to watch Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah, I did.
All right. What was your take on the movie, and what did you think?
What did I think? I liked it better than Batman v Superman, but I had a lot of the similar problems. I thought it was overstuffed. I thought there was a lack of focus. I thought a lot of the actors in there didn't have enough to do, even though the characters were so meaty and so fun.
Choose your words wisely.
This is Sparta.
You know,
it wasn't as good as Age of Ultron.
I thought it was better than Age of Ultron.
Okay.
I hear a big but, though. Or a quite big however.
However.
Okay.
Thanks, big buttons. I
cannot lie. and I won't lie. I don't know. The big fight at the airport, I thought, delivered everything I wanted, but I think it was worth noting that there was no tension in the fight. It was very comical. I didn't feel like there was anything at stake because, for me, it's like all those fight scenes and Lethal Weapon. It's like, you know, Riggs and Murtaugh really love each other, and bottom line, they're not going to kill each other. They don't actually, you know, there's not going to be any animosity.
But did it bother anybody else that the whole point of the movie was how much destruction and damage they did to the entire world?
It's the same.
But at the airport, it's like without regard. There's like an open field like 200 yards away,
right.
And Cap and Iron Man from across the airport are like, let's do this year in the airport, guys.
Like, it's the same.
I noticed that too.
You know, it's the same philosophical topic as Batman v Superman, the idea of how much power we give superheroes. And I gotta say, you know, for all the crap I give Zack Snyder, I thought his Watchmen adaptation handles that topic better than both Batman v Superman and Captain America: Civil War.
I'll give you that.
Because I feel like that's a really great, thoughtful topic. And both movies give it some lip service, but then they completely move on. Because really, we're here to see these movies to watch fantastic things explode. We're here to watch, you know, the special effects. We're not really either interested or invested, and the movies aren't invested into really digging into the deeper things, like Watchmen actually was.
Sure.
I think the ending of the movie, once we finally get to a real fight that actually had some kind of emotional resonance, it still didn't feel like enough.
I hate that there's so many amazing people in this movie, and I feel like they just really weren't well used. I thought Robert Downey Jr. was excellent. He actually had some really great notes to play. My biggest problem with this movie and The Winter Soldier is with The Winter Soldier. I just don't think the character is compelling. I don't like the way Sebastian Stan is playing the character. I've never found the character compelling. I know that he represents Captain America's past, so there's something, you know, it's supposed to resonate in that way. I've never thought this guy was all that interesting. So the fact that so much of the movie is about what about Bucky, and you know,
to be fair, Tony Stark does drop the obvious truth bomb that he is the Manchurian candidate, so he is under the spell of something that he can't get away from.
But it's also illogical in the sense that Tony Stark himself is a man who recreated himself. So he should, in my logic, he should be aware of the fact that, I mean, he even uses the term the Manchurian candidate. Because the Winter Soldier is a sleeper agent, it shouldn't be this notion like, okay, I have to kill all of you now. There should be this sense of understanding how tragic that situation is. Not like, okay.
It's hard to show understanding to a guy who killed your parents.
It is. It's awful.
To spoiler?
What? Wait, no, wait. Oh,
jeez.
Anyway. Dude, that movie is almost made $1 billion. I'm pretty sure spoilers.
I was going to say, yeah, don't worry about it. So, Reddit exists.
I bet you're gonna...
There's all kinds of memes that now say when she meant to send you nudes, but she sends you history report December 16th. what is the date?
1991,
yeah. And you see the disappointed face.
I thought it was a great Spider-Man movie, I'll say that. I loved all the Spider-Man stuff. Loved it. And I loved all the scenes with Robert Downey Jr. And this is Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Actor.
Man, mm-hmm. Great chemistry. Like, these two really need their own movie. There's all sorts of bits and pieces I loved in the movie. But, I mean, just to give an example, and I pointed out in the article, I thought the scene with Vision and Scarlet Witch making paprikash, it's like, this should have been on the cutting room floor. This scene has no purpose. This scene is a waste of time. And it didn't go anywhere, and it's given these actors something to do, but what they're given to do isn't particularly interesting. And, you know, my That's problem with say. Winter Soldier is that I feel like the actor isn't interesting, the character's not interesting enough, whereas I feel like the fact that Anthony Mackie and Scarlett Johansson and Don Cheadle are playing these wonderful characters gives them life, even when they're kind of thin.
Yeah.
But I feel like with Sebastian Stan, this character should be the core of the whole thing, and I never felt anything for him in Winter Soldier, which is a good movie, but I never connected to that character, and I didn't connect to him here. For me, that the movie had a big hole in it for me.
But don't you think that they understood that by the end? Because instead of moving, soldiering on with the Winter Soldier, they put him back in deep cryo sleep.
Yeah, but they should have done that a movie ago, though.
Wow.
It's not interesting.
Yes, look, you're here.
To give like a, because the movie has this beautiful visual. It is one of the best visuals ever in the Marvel comic universe. The visual of Iron Man and Captain America. Where the ray hits the shield, that slow motion shot, that beautiful shot of the film during battle. The scene has
the
it's supposed
War
to have
Civil War number 4 or 5. Or
it's beautiful, and it's and I'm glad that they visualized
or
it.
7,
it's,
right?
It's a gorgeous, stunning visual. I feel like that fight scene at the end of the movie should resonate like the lightsaber battle at the end of Return of the Jedi, and it just doesn't. It wants to. It really wants to be that emotional thing of you know, the whole thing of Darth Vader goading Luke Skywalker about his sister. I feel like it wants to be that, and it just doesn't quite make it.
Wow. All right. So, with that overwhelmingly positive review of Captain America: Civil War.
Did we ever give our reviews of this movie?
I think we.
I too drunk to remember that we did this?
We did.
We
Everybody
did.
Argued about
I think you were too drunk. But
you guys argued for like 3 hours.
Yeah, we did.
It was when we were talking about how comic book movies shouldn't be
held to the standard of comic books
compared to the comic books.
Because it's a That's cinematic what we, universe.
All right. So with that resounding review, really quick, what did he give it?
I enjoyed it tremendously. And I thought it was great.
Uh-huh.
Really well done, I thought. Black Panther was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was probably
my favorite.
Oh, is
that because you
part.
Relate to the... Oh,
no. No.
Sorry.
What do you think Barry gave it? Oh, I think Barry gave it, I'd say, 2.5.
Okay.
Out of three?
I think his max is 5.
What's the limit? I mean,
I think his max is 5.
Okay, All right. I would say he gave it a 4.
Interesting. Okay. The one and only Big C.
Did you read the article?
I did read it.
Oh, he did read it. So he knows. Okay. So then what did you give? What would you say that he gave it? Alika.
It's yours.
Because he wrote it. Oh. I mean, he saw it.
A 1.5.
Wow.
You jerk.
Format, what about you?
2.
2? Okay.
You didn't mention Paul Rudd.
Gannon, what about you?
I'd say he probably gave it a 3.
3? Wow. Okay. Todd Bernardi.
I would say 3. I mean, it sounds like he gave it a 2.5 just now, but he also
two said and a half that, is good for Barry though.
But yeah. But that's what he gave Batman vs Superman.
Wow,
which he loved.
No, he gave that one 2.
Oh, then I'm gonna go 2.5.
All right. Well, I know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's Professor Barry is the standard bearer for the 2.5 star rating. So Captain America Civil War got 2.5 stars. Now, interestingly enough, you liked Winter Soldier better.
I did.
And you weren't very – last time we talked about that movie, you weren't too keen on the fact that we thought it was one of the best pictures of the year.
Of the, no, you're yeah. definitely not.
See, exactly. Yeah, we thought it was amazing. We thought it harkened back to like 70s political thrillers.
No, just because Robert Redford's in it.
I was just going to say, just because.
No.
just because everybody else was
I think that's what everybody was saying at the time.
Yeah. I love 3 Days of Condor, by the way. But anyway, a 2.5 star rating for Civil War. Can I ask you something, Barry?
You sure can.
What do you expect? What are you expecting from these comic book movies?
Oh God! I mean, they deliver a lot of the time. Okay. So I do have a high standard.
Okay.
What'd you give The Dark Knight?
The first Dark Knight?
The second one.
Sorry, Batman Begins.
Sorry, I was thinking of Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. 3 stars. Yeah. Because I feel like that in a similar way, I thought it was overstuffed.
Yeah.
It felt like
how is that movie overstuffed? That one is not.
Do you remember that Eric Roberts was in it playing a gangster? Do you remember that Anthony Michael Hall was in that movie? Do you even remember
side characters?
Anything
who cares
that Morgan Freeman did in that movie?
Just because they're famous doesn't mean we need to get into them.
You made a joke about sonar.
Same thing that you were saying with the Captain America thing. Where
I can see what he's saying about Captain America. That's 10 main characters.
My point with the Dark Knight is
you're talking about random gangsters and crap.
All of the scenes in the Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as the Joker, I feel like are on a very high level. Those scenes are disturbing and they are tantalizing and creepy and riveting in a way I don't feel like the rest of the movie is. I feel like the Harvey Two-Face subplot, while riveting, should have been saved for another film. It felt like it was shoehorned into a movie that was really about the Joker. And I really wasn't into the movie being shared. I really thought the Joker story was so good.
I think without Harvey there to make Batman and Joker argue about good and evil. Mm. And, you know, I think he was an integral part of them. I don't think he was overstuffed at all. I think that one is probably a good example of an evenly balanced comic movie that you...
And he also provided the love triangle that was...
Exactly. And there was a rivalry between Bruce Wayne and him. And, like, at least with those three main characters, I feel like that was the focus of the movie. I didn't really know about any of those other guys you were talking about. But I wasn't really paying attention to that stuff either. I feel like, just as a watching experience, a totally different Batman movie. I thought it was amazing, you know? I'm surprised they haven't graphic novelized it yet or...
Yeah,
I think there was a hole in that movie because of Maggie Gyllenhaal, who I think is a superb actress.
Yeah, of course, everybody mentioned
but this
that.
Is,
yeah.
Guys, this is a problem.
But they killed her, so there's a happy ending.
Let me address this for a second. Because I feel like that is a lack of continuity in the three movies, and I know I'm the one person at the table.
Yeah, but who cares about the continuity? Because the third movie was just awful.
Well,
so who cares about that
hang
one?
Hang on a second.
Let me address this. That's where I'm going with this, and I know I'm the one person at the table who really did love The Dark Knight Rises, but here's the thing about The Dark Knight Rises. Okay, all right.
I did too.
Wow.
All right, well, let me address it. Like, we're at the beginning of The Dark Knight Rises, a point of contention with a lot of comic fans, and it's a good point because it's a casting problem, is that at the beginning of the film, in addition to, you know, being years of crime fighting to how awful it went with the Joker and Harvey Two-Face, Bruce Wayne is devastated over the loss of, is it Rachel? Rachel
yes.
Dawson?
Yeah.
He's devastated over the loss of Rachel, and it's one of the reasons that he is emotionally as well as physically crippled. I think if they had kept Katie Holmes,
yes,
who had a softness and a believability and a toughness, and also she generally looks like someone who could have been a childhood friend from Christian Bale's life.
The girl next door.
If she consistently played it, I think that would have resonated because it's Maggie Gyllenhaal, who's a good actress, but a chilly actress, not really an emotional actress, and that's a mean thing to say, but...
that's accurate.
She plays harder characters.
Yes.
I think in a movie like Secretary, she's fantastic. In other movies... And I feel like she was wrong for The Dark Knight, and I don't feel like... I didn't miss her. I didn't even think about her at the beginning of The Dark Knight.
I agree.
I just picked her because she had droopy eyes.
Oh, man.
But I think that was a problem because...
I said it.
Had it been the same actress for three films, I think it would have resonated. Just as when Michael Caine plays Alfred the Butler, I feel like that character had a three-story arc that was really devastating.
It
really
was.
Moving. I think his scene at Bruce Wayne's grave at the end of Dark Knight Rises is really beautiful and really moving. But because the Rachel character had been recast and then vanishes, I feel like the emotional payoff that we should be feeling there isn't completely there. And I think that's, for me, the biggest problem I have with The Dark Knight Rises.
Wow.
What comic book movie have you given the highest rating to?
I think the greatest comic book movie ever made, and this just dates me, but I think it's Superman the movie. I think it's perfect. You read my thing. Yeah, I mean, I love that movie. I think it's near flawless. I think it's somehow... It is a love letter to the source, but it's also its own thing. I feel it's tonally perfect. I feel like it captures everything that is Americana about Superman, everything that's larger than life about Superman, but everything that's relatable.
It was a great time in the life of Superman.
Really, like Barry? 80s. Really? Superman reversing reversing the Earth on its axis to turn back time?
Barry
really?
Wasn't a physics major. You gotta...
Physics have no bearing in any of these movies at all.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's not plausible.
You'll believe
it's
a man
Superman.
Can fly.
Superman.
Couldn't they have come up with a better ending for that movie?
I think the ending's fine. That's how far he's willing to go to change things, because it's the one thing that does break him. Being given a kryptonite necklace and shoved into a pool isn't enough to break him. Saving a helicopter does not break this man, but losing the love of his life is the thing that makes him the most human. And that's the thing that makes him like, I'm not supposed to be, I should not
they
be doing this.
He shouldn't use that scene for BBS.
His dad, materializes in the cloud, and basically it's almost like, what are you doing? But he does it. He does it. And I think it's beautiful because it is the Jesus parable. It's the thing that makes him both all God and all man. The fact that he's willing to do this for this person that he loves so dearly, who doesn't even realize who he is.
Very good. Very good point. But then again, this is the guy who also defends Superman 2, which is technically...
Superman 2 is good, too.
Superman 2 is a good movie.
That cave seems a little ridiculous.
No, no, right. But
can you say ridiculous?
Yes, you can. But I think...
You're just asking if you can say ridiculous. Just say
ridiculous. He said it first.
That's
right,
he did.
Asking.
You know,
he
that's did. That's, that's Dick with just the...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
No, Greg.
Hang on a second. What did you give Superman the movie?
Oh.
What was the star rating on it?
Oh, 5.
Was it 5?
Yeah,
really?
One of the best movies, period. Oh,
to answer your question, let's broaden this conversation. Also, for me, 5-star perfect comic movies, I'd say The Crow. I'd say The Rocketeer.
Okay, The Crow. All right, I'll agree with you on The Crow.
The Rocketeer, really?
The Rocketeer was great.
Why
are you making that face?
Movie.
The Rocketeer was amazing. You're like this Americana wholesome dude. You would love The Rocketeer.
I thought I would like it. I didn't.
Wow.
I loved it.
Because
he doesn't like things that fly.
That's right.
Well, then anybody get excited about The Crow?
Bad depiction of the Germans in that
crows?
Movie.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The Crow awesome? And that was the soundtrack was perfect. The movie, the look,
it's
everything.
Film.
The fact that he died inside of the movie?
No, that wasn't.
No. That wasn't.
No.
That
was too soon, Big C.
Too soon. Well, listen.
Let me name a couple others. Let me also say Ghost World. Let me say American Splendor, if you guys have seen American Splendor.
Of course.
What was the one I saw recently? It's not faithful to the comic, but I think it's a great movie. From Hell, the Johnny Depp Jack the Ripper film.
That's good.
I like that movie.
I'll
a
give
lot.
You that.
Not faithful to the comic book, though.
That was really depressing, though. That movie wasn't.
What's that?
What about V for Vendetta?
I'm not a fan of the source or the movie. Good stuff in there, though, but I'm not a fan. I love the first Iron Man. I thought the first Iron Man was one of the best films of the year. I love the first one.
The first Iron Man movie is near perfect. It is, I think, for me.
Guardians of the Galaxy gets better every time I see it. I like the film a lot, but man, it's even better than
rewatchable. Than I
remember. It's so
good.
Definitely.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned V for Vendetta. It applies so much to our time, though, now.
It does, yeah.
In so many ways. I just thought it was interesting how it's more than a movie now, for me at least. It's something that's reality that we're experiencing.
Like you're about to incite some violence.
When you live under President Obama's fascist regime,
But I think that
thank you, Barry.
I mean, the point that I was trying to make was that V for Vendetta, and then Well, excluding
what Liga. About Ninja Turtles?
Yes,
the 1990 Ninja Turtles.
1990. I agree with you, buddy. Yeah, and
five stars.
Let me get on Greg's side for a second. Hulk, Ang Lee's Hulk. That's one of my favorite.
Thank
comic
you.
Movies. Love that movie.
Thank you. With
seriously,
the ending. The
Hulk poodles. Hulk poodles.
All right. The ending.
Are we being for real
why
here?
Not?
They're a lot
why
cooler not? If you call them Gamma Dogs.
That's right.
No. They are Hulk poodles.
Okay, here's the thing.
They're not even pit bulls. They're Hulk poodles.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
That's his, like, key villain.
The ending notwithstanding, because the ending was pretty bad, the story that they craft.
I like how Barry
where Nick Nolte turns into a giant cloud.
That was horrible.
That was
terrible.
It's great. What are you talking about?
See,
I don't like
Freudian.
It.
It's Freudian.
It is Freudian.
It is about a father-son relationship that is deeply flawed. I mean, it's about that. In the ending of the movie, it's crazy. It's
punching
really clouds. Crazy. But it no,
it was great.
There's more than that. It's father son fighting in a really spiritual and chemical and plasmic way. It's really it's weird. It's crazy.
The reason I like Ang Lee the Hulk is because he did something really brave. He actually made a comic book movie that looked like a comic book. Number one, number two.
So
he
did
was,
Warren Beatty with Dick Tracy.
That's another great.
That's
another
great movie. That is a great
movie.
Five
stars.
But I'm telling you, Ang Lee's Hulk is very special because, and no one knows of its brilliance because they're willing to tap into an emotional level of the Hulk that I've never seen before. He actually paid more service to the television series than the actual comic. Mm. But then he did in what he did in the in that version of it. So when we finally got the Hulk, we got the Hulk of the comic. We got the one that could.
We also got Hulk poodles. I'm not going to move past it.
I think
they're canon now.
I think the Hulk.
It's the name of the pod.
I think the Hulk. Gamma I think dogs. That Hulk movie is totally Gamma underrated. Dogs.
The Hulk poodle scene is a tribute to King Kong. It's a tribute
yes.
to the. It's
yes.
the scene of King Kong when he's fighting the dinosaurs and when he's you know the spider pit. I mean, it's
I'm
all.
I'm pretty sure he just compared. Hulk
all I know is all I know is that that Hulk movie is if when you go back and watch it is extremely
Gamma
underrated. It is a very good movie.
It's a comic
book
art film.
It's a comic book art film, and Nick Nolte gives a great performance.
Like
in that
hearing
film.
You describe it, it makes sense why you like it.
But, just
but
still
no
like
comic
crap.
Fan is seeing the art.
Nobody
side of it.
Does.
So what you're They're saying like, is when Kukui Project becomes a movie, I just gotta have like some weird
make weird Freudian
indie.
Things like make the guy.
It's like
kiss his mom
like,
every day on the lips
then, like,
before
he gets
goes to
reborn as the star child.
But like for a little
but
too
that,
long.
And that way you can give it a yeah. like a psychological.
Yeah, but think about this.
Yeah,
think about this. In that Hulk movie, they were willing to talk about the fact that. David Banner, Bruce Banner's dad, was beating up his mom because of the madness that he... no other comic book movie up until that point had really done anything about. That was pretty... And it was traumatic. It was a little...
It was a gutsy movie. There's no action.
There is.
The first
exactly.
40 minutes,
40
of,
minutes
yeah,
of the movie.
It's a character-driven movie.
I love it. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
Anyway, we got... We're at 47. We got a few minutes left. I got 47 here, so... We should be good. Anyway, Professor Barry.
Yeah, let's go by Greg's time.
Yeah, do my time. Trust me. Professor Barry, this is why we love having him on the show, because he enraptures us with his repartee. Thoroughly appreciate that so much.
Repartee?
Yes. Is
that the same as repertoire?
No, a little different.
Oh, it's not as French?
It's not as French.
Oh, okay.
It's French.
Before we get into anything else, I do want to tell you guys that before we get off of the air here in just a few minutes, this week, stop
eight,
it.
Eight guys
arrive.
All right, right. This weekend at the movie theater is the first summer movie that I've
I
been.
Thought the last summer movie was
the
first summer movie.
The first, well, this is the first summer movie that has nothing to do with comic book characters that I'm looking forward to.
Neighbors 2.
Close.
Barbershop.
This week is Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe
in The Nice Guys.
Oh, yeah. They have a comic.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, I am dead serious.
That is written and directed by Shane Black. That's the guy who wrote and directed a great movie called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and the guy who also wrote and directed Iron Man 3.
And Lethal Weapon.
And Lethal Weapon. Predator. Predator.
The Last Boy Scout. He is awesome.
The Last Boy Scout's amazing.
By the way, as an aside.
The commercials are, I don't
don't know. It's just not appealing.
I'm so happy this movie came out so you can reveal all the truth about Iron Man 3. Because that's all I'm really getting out of his press for it right now.
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
It's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
Really, he's just...
It's great.
Oh, he's being honest as hell. He basically said the villain...
Oh, yeah, the female villain.
It was supposed to be female.
That was...
The irony is there was no Aldrich Killian toys.
There wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember having them. There's one toy
that somebody found
online. But they make all that pressure over the toys.
Yeah, but there's one toy of Aldrich Killian, and it's a mini mate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so they made it.
Crazy.
Yeah,
he did your research.
He did. Brutally honest.
Yeah, he has been. And I think it's because on the heels of this Nice Guys movie, which, by the way, I cannot wait to see. I'm very excited about it. It's been called the reincarnation of the Lethal Weapon series.
Right. Well, the manga was really
more
good.
More so than the TV series.
Yeah, exactly. With the TV series coming out with Damon Wayans, that looks really weird.
And the Exorcist TV show.
The Exorcist is coming out on television.
Yes.
There's this show called The Son of Zorn coming to TV.
That looks good.
Weird.
That's a mixed animation.
Yeah, mixed animation. It looks super weird. There's some super weird stuff coming to television and to the movies. But listen, before we get out of here, I do want to do one piece of gaming news. Not Street Fighter V. But no. I do want to talk about the fact that there's a big game coming out next week.
Super fail.
And we never talked about it last week, which was Overwatch. The beta. Did anybody get to play that other than me?
I played it like crazy.
I played it.
Anybody like it? Not like it?
It
was okay. I spent most of the time spamming Bastion.
Is that all you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Which sucked for everyone else.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure it did.
Let's sit in the back and just unload.
Unload on them. But listen, Overwatch is coming. Overwatch.
You're welcome. That's the name of the pod.
Yeah. Overwatch is coming out.
Sit in the back and unload.
On console and PC, not beta'd. Coming out next week Tuesday. It's going to be quite an interesting game because Blizzard is taking a interesting policy on cheaters. They find out you're cheating once, you're done.
That's it. And
that's
it.
Lifetime ban.
It's kind of cool for them to finally really put a permaban into stuff.
It's about time. Geez.
No, because I mean, even with WoW and with everything else, you know, StarCraft. It's ridiculous when you have people that are modding and doing all kinds
of what's interesting about this gaming news, and this is where I can bring everybody into it. By the way, you should buy Overwatch. It looks amazing. This leads into their first big movie coming out in 2 weeks, which is Warcraft.
Yeah.
And if
there's any of you cheaters at the movie.
That's right. Lifetime ban hammer coming down in your face.
So they catch you pirating the movie?
Yeah. Ban hammer. But this is what's interesting is that this will... I don't know if anybody has seen the advertising and the animations for this Overwatch film or this Overwatch game. They are
Pixar quality. Pixar quality.
They're amazing.
Which Alika doesn't like.
Yeah, they are Pixar quality.
No, it looks like Zootopia. That's something that they've been doing for a long time.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If Warcraft is a success, Blizzard could have an animation movie, an animation studio, and possibly a movie. I guess they could start grinding out their own movies.
Great. Another CG computer animated film.
I've been
saying
for years that they should start making movies.
Yeah.
Because their trailers for their games
are well and stuff like
amazing.
That top-notch.
They are top notch. And here's the thing is that
Burning Crusade.
If Warcraft can do what I think it can do, Overwatch can have a cinematic life. Diablo can have a cinematic life, and this could change. And no pun intended. This could change the game when it comes to video game movies.
Well, I mean, that's kind of Blizzard's MO, though. They're known for making the most epic games ever, and that's literally their slogan. I mean, when I toured their campus, it was just absolutely stunning. A friend of mine works for the banning area. You know, all the guys that do IP blocking and stuff like that. So they are an amazing company.
What I think is interesting is that this could be something that could, if it works out, could possibly be something that takes on comic book movies. And if they do it right, Warcraft could be one big step in the right direction. Are you looking forward to that, Barry?
Warcraft and movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I think Warcraft is going to flop like Mario Brothers.
Wow! Shows how much you know about video
games. I loved Mario Brothers.
Well, it's Duncan Jones, right? The director?
Duncan Jones. David Bowie's son.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't know that?
Sure did.
Duncan Jones is David Bowie's kid.
Source Code.
He did Source Code. Great movie. Great movie.
I'm just saying it to be scandalous.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sure the movie will be a hit.
No, you're right, though, because Super Mario does suck. Nintendo sucks.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is an Nintendo house, sir.
Nintendo hasn't been great since 1985.
This is a church you're in,
sir. I know, right?
Occasionally Sega.
I know, troll. Anyway, listen, guys, it's time for us to get out of here and call it a night. I do want to send a special shout out to Maui Comics and Collectibles for housing us for this evening.
With all of his NES stuff.
All of his wonderful comics and his crappy NES games. Legend of Zelda.
Which you can purchase. Blah.
Anyway,
greatest game series ever.
No, I'm just kidding. And of course, thank you so much to Maui Comics and Collectibles. Make sure that you guys pay attention to the Nerdwatch podcast this week, this weekend. We're going to be doing podcasting and live Facebook Live from the amazing Hawaii Comic Con this weekend on the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. Gannon's going to be there. Alika's going to be there. Todd's going to be there. And maybe even me.
But most importantly, me.
Most importantly, you.
Most importantly, me.
Most importantly, you. Yeah, yeah. Most importantly, you. I have to say, absolutely.
Oh,
So make sure you guys check us out. You guys can follow us at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Follow us on Twitter at nerdwatchnation. Follow us on Instagram at @_nerdwatch. And then, of course, you can also follow us on YouTube at nerdwatchnation. Very excited. Anyway, Barry.
I'm not when I watch the credits.
Thanks for coming, man. I love it when you're here.
Thank you.
You make it a show. You see what happens? This whole place is it's electric. It's amazing. I love it in here.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the last episode.
Exactly. He keeps it enthralling. Yeah, yeah. Why do I think I keep trolling
like
you guys?
Garbage from the last couple episodes.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a good thing Barry showed up
good
for this
Good thing Barry
one.
Showed up for this
so
one.
So we can have an actual valid episode.
Because the rest of them.
That's right. That's right. And if you haven't read Barry's article in Maui Time, it is still available until Wednesday, I believe.
Thursday.
Till Thursday. Yeah. So check it out. Maui Time, Barry's article
it's
about.
Available until it's not.
That's right.
It's not
About Nerdwatch, right about Maui Comics, about this podcast, the and these boys. So check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, so for Todd. Comic book extraordinaire, punk rock superstar, Gan birthday boy even.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is that you're younger than me and you have more white hair. Weird. Anyway.
I have to deal with more stress.
That's true. Good point.
But I also have...
You're much handsomer than me, though.
Well...
And you have an amazing beard that I'm jealous
it's
of.
It's okay.
No, it started as an insult and then slowly
he
started
he also has longer hair.
Yeah.
He slapped him and then he started rubbing him.
Punk rock superstar Gannon, of course, gaming guru and legend, the one and only format, comic book aficionado and comic book store owner Alika, Big C, Blizzard fan, yeah. And the one and only
Blizzard fan,
yeah, like Dairy Queen Blizzard,
and, yeah, something like that. Blizzard fan,
the Sage,
yeah, the Sage, the one and only Sage Hennessy, the man who is responsible for. Omniverse comics and movie collectibles. Yes,
sure.
You can check that out as well. Thanks for doing Facebook Live. Apparently, it didn't work. gosh, dang it! I should have turned off the Wi-Fi. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, so don't thank him.
Yeah, don't thank him. Screw you!
But do thank Swan because
member.
He's actually running a real camera.
All right, he is
there.
Running a real camera. So, Swan, thank you so much. We appreciate it. The comic book henchman. So, until next week, guys. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you. Aloha!